This is a CBC podcast. It's more than just stats. It's the business that athletics play in our culture. The series Q on Sports features the brightest minds and the most influential figures in the sporting world. Browse interviews, read the blog, and more. Go to cbc.ca/Q.
Thanks, Wei.
Susan Lunn is a national reporter with the CBC's Parliamentary Bureau. She spoke to us from Ottawa. Well, you could be slipping and sliding today, but there's a trend in roads that could help. Grooved concrete. It sounds different when you drive over it. It feels different, too. But why has it become the standard? To help us answer that question, we've reached Susan Tai. She has a doctorate in civil engineering. She's Canada Research Chair at the Centre for Pavement and Transportation Technology at the University of Waterloo. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Wei. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thanks. So what's with this grooved concrete?
Well, actually, we've been using grooved concrete pavements for a little while in Ontario, and really the idea is that when you finish them in that manner, that it provides extra frictional properties, and it also provides drainage. So when you have rain, it helps facilitate quick drainage.
So it's not puddling and then freezing over.
That's right, yes. And basically what we try to do when we design roads, so whether they be asphalt or concrete, that we design them so that they have very high frictional properties, so that obviously on a day like today, that if you had to brake suddenly, that you're able to stop safely.
So the tires can just grab on a bit easier then.
Exactly, yes.
Now, for those who maybe haven't actually driven across one, I mean, can you actually see the difference? You can see the grooves? You can feel the grooves?
I don't know. You'd have to have pretty good eyesight to see them if you were driving certainly on a 400 series highway, and that's generally where concrete pavements have been used primarily. However, I would say over the last maybe five years, we've seen more use in cities, and particularly in areas where you have very heavy truck traffic, where we're using them in areas where you have buses coming in, or that helps mitigate distresses. But generally speaking, you wouldn't really notice it. Now, you may hear you had noted that there are some tonal differences, and that depends a lot on how deep the grooves are and the speed you're traveling at.
So you don't necessarily feel the difference then. It's not like those rumble strips.
No, oh no, 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 no. It's and they're all of our pavements in Ontario, the concrete pavements that have been placed have the grooves, and the grooves are very small. They're really designed to help provide macro texture, which really provides that frictional property and the drainage. And then, of course, we also get friction from the actual stone or the aggregate that's used.
What parts of the 400 series highways do have the groove concrete?
Well, basically, any concrete pavement that you drive on is grooved. So, and it's a subtle groove, and basically that's part of the specification. Now, over time, it does polish a little bit. So you'll note that some of the older pavements, you won't have the same tone, and that's partly related to the fact that the pavement surface is polishing. And then ordinarily, for example, in the province of Ontario, you will see that when the pavement is about 12 years or maybe 14 years old, they'll diamond grind it, which is really a way of regrooving it to provide that high frictional surface again.
I wonder what the tone actually is. I guess I'll have to ask a musician.
<That's>
the differences,
<right. laughs>
but it reminds me of the sound that the LaSalle Causeway makes if you drive over it in Kingston.
Yes.
There's a tone, but
yeah.
So why isn't asphalt grooved like that?
Asphalt isn't grooved like that because just the nature of the material. So generally speaking, the only asphalt grooved pavements are those on airfields. And sometimes asphalt pavements will be grooved on airfields to improve the frictional properties, because particularly where you have aircraft landing, you'll have rubber that's deposited on the runway as the aircraft land. But normally, friction is provided through the aggregate surface, so we don't traditionally groove asphalt pavements.
Interesting. And does this groove concrete, does it last longer too? Does it require less maintenance?
Ordinarily, you will get a longer initial service life out of concrete. And basically, again, in the province of Ontario, and I would say across Canada, in fact, there have been many proactive studies to look at life cycle costing and to really evaluate what your needs are. So how many trucks do you have, or what kind of airport are you operating? And you look at the material properties and the total costs, the structural design, and then ultimately, for that particular design situation, you select the most appropriate.
Well, it's really interesting. Thank you for teaching us all about the grooved concrete, Susan.
You're most welcome. See, you just drive on a road and you see black or white, but I actually see a lot more.
I love it. Thank you. Susan Tai is chair of the Center for Pavement and Transportation Technology at the University of Waterloo.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.